Arleta Library, Bakery, and Cafe. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Arleta Library, Bakery, and Cafe was a restaurant in the Mount Scott Arleta neighborhood of southeast Portland, Oregon, United States. Sarah and Nick Iannarone established Arleta in 2005, and it closed in 2020 because of financial difficulties caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Arleta garnered a positive reception, especially as a brunch destination, and Guy Fieri visited the restaurant for an episode of the Food Network series Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Table of Contents. Section 1. Description. Section 2. History. Section 3. Reception. Section 1. Description. Arleta Library, Bakery, and Cafe operated at the intersection of 72nd Avenue and Herald Street in the Mount Scott Arleta neighborhood of southeast Portland. It had a narrow interior. The restaurant's slogan was, quote, "Because good food is long overdue," end quote. According to Willamette Week, the family-owned business used local ingredients including Painted Hills beef, as well as Pearl Bakery brioche in the pan dolce with whipped honey butter, maple syrup, and seasonal fruit. The menu also included breakfast sandwiches, omelets, pancakes, coconut macaroons, chocolate chip cookies, and coffee. The Portland's Best Biscuits and Gravy had two biscuits with sausage gravy and pork loin, and the Hawthorne Scrambles had eggs and Tillamook cheddar. The Bullseye was a bun with scrambled eggs, cheddar, and bacon. The restaurant also served sandwiches and a Caesar salad with croutons and salmon or roasted turkey. Among sandwiches were the Bat Out of Hell and the Paul Rubens. The roasted turkey sandwich had avocado, bacon, and a honey mustard spread, and the cured ham sandwich came with sauerkraut and Thousand Island dressing. Section 2. History. Arleta Library, Bakery, and Cafe opened in 2005. The business was co-owned by Sarah and Nick Iannarone until December 2018, and the couple divorced in 2019. Guy Fieri visited the restaurant for an episode of the Food Network series Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. After operating for approximately 15 years, Arleta closed in March 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic. The cafe's owners said the space was too small to operate with social distancing. In May 2020, Rosie Seifert of the Daily Meal wrote that the cafe closed because of the financial strain of the COVID-19 pandemic. As a result, the staff opened a GoFundMe for customers to give one last tip. Section 3. Reception. According to Food Network, Fieri, quote, "appreciated the complexity," end quote, of the Sicilian hash with bracciola and called the sweet potato biscuits with pork and rosemary sausage dynamite. Andy Kreza included Arleta Library, Bakery, and Cafe in Thrillist's 2013 overview of places to take a mother for Mother's Day. Arleta was a runner-up in the Best Brunch category of Willamette Week's annual Best of Portland Readers poll in 2010. Jay Horton recommended Arleta in the newspaper's 2016 overview of the Mount Scott Arleta and Woodstock neighborhoods and wrote, quote, "While never much of a library, the Arleta Cafe earned a certain measure of cultural permanence when Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives Guy Fieri stopped by to marvel at its trademark sweet potato biscuits with rosemary sausage gravy. Following the Food Network imprimatur and owner Sarah Iannarone's ill-starred mayoral candidacy, a steady string of curious interlopers have joined die-hard regulars amid the morning crush." End quote. In 2014 and 2016, the restaurant was a finalist in the Oregonian's People's Choice competition for Portland's Best Brunch. Michael Russell included the business in the newspaper's 2019 list of Portland's 40 Best Brunches. Following Arleta's closure, Karen Brooks of Portland Monthly called the restaurant a, quote, "beloved neighborhood anchor," end quote. There are references available in the written form of this article. Please be sure to verify information found on Wikipedia using the references provided or by cross-referencing the information yourself. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/4.0.